The writer of the letter to Hebrews was addressing a problem of the time that was affecting a lot of the new Jewish converts to Christianity. And the question they had, the problem, the puzzle that they had was, who is Jesus? How does Jesus relate to the God our fathers worshipped, our ancestors worshipped? Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Moses. How does Jesus fit into all of that? And so the writer of to this letter to the Hebrews here takes over what we've now put it into anyway, 13 chapters of explaining the nature and the character of Jesus Christ as to who he is, why he came, what is his position in the Trinity, in the Godhead. He explains that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is our great high priest, that Jesus is a co-heir of all things created, that he is higher than all of the angels, that he is the ultimate revelation of the nature and the character of God, that he is the way and the only way by which every single one of us can be restored to a perfect relationship with our Creator. It is only through him. Put simply, Jesus is extraordinary. Beautifully extraordinary. The key to getting our lives sorted is Jesus Christ. The key to understanding the nature and character of God is Jesus Christ. The key to understanding the Bible is Jesus Christ. The key to life, you can fill in the dots, is Jesus Christ. It's all about him. And Jesus himself said, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. And then he went on to say, to accept this truth, just like a child, simply trusting in matters of salvation and moving through Jesus, there is no small print. It's just like Jesus said. Knowing Jesus, as we have sung already today, changes everything. Forgiveness for the past, hope for the future, grace, mercy, and strength for today. Knowing him changes everything. And in those closing verses of our reading from Hebrews this morning, we're reminded of that astonishing gift, that it is through him that we can approach the throne room of God with a confidence, with an assurance. Now, that is amazing, astonishing. But we have, along with that confidence, a respect that comes with it. We don't treat that lightly. But it is an offer made to us. You know, I had a while ago now, that, and it stuck with me. You know, we need to have more fear of God and less fear of the world in our lives. And by fear, I mean respect. Whenever you see the word fear God in the scriptures, it means those who fear God, those who love him, those who know him, those who honor him, those who respect him, those who choose to give their lives to him, want to live their lives with him and for him. That's fearing God, because we know who he is. That opportunity to come before him with a boldness and an assurance, to surrender to him. Amos is extolling the people, saying to them, please, seek the Lord and live. Because otherwise, all the works of your hands, it doesn't matter how hard you work and what you do, it's for nothing. You labor in vain unless you know God in your lives. Everything you do, no matter how great, is for nothing. Because the greatest thing is knowing him. It's all about Jesus. So Amos is saying, choose death, not life. Jesus, even calling to the young man here in our gospel reading this morning, is calling him to look carefully at his life. He challenges the young man as to what is most important to him. What's controlling your life, young man? Where do you look to for your security, for your guidance, for your assurance? And he was looking and relying on his money more than anything else. And so he loses the greatest prize of all. And so the question for us today, actually the question for us every day, is what's controlling our life? Who is controlling our life? Where do we give our assurance to? Where are we looking to? Do we rule our life by fear, or are we living our life through faith? Do we allow God to lead our lives, or do we allow the world to lead our lives? Who are we looking to for that assurance? And you know, if it's not God, if it's not God through Jesus Christ, then actually we're relying on something or someone else. And by doing that, we're automatically breaking the first commandment. Yeah? It's all about Jesus. It's all about him. The young man says, what must I do? What must I do to have a right relationship with God? The young man saw that salvation and that position of righteousness before God as something to be earned or purchased instead of a free gift from God himself by putting our trust in Jesus Christ and his work on the cross. It's all about him. It's not something we earn. It's not something we purchase. It's a heart thing. We choose. We make a decision to follow Jesus and draw close to God, surrendering ourselves to him. Just by chance, you know, if you ever believe in that, I put the word chance in inverted commas because I don't, actually. I had one of those God incidences yesterday. I just happened to be trying to find something on the tinterweb on my phone as a bit of research. And just by chance, in inverted commas, in italics, I came across a video recording of Denzel Washington. You know Denzel, that great American actor, multi-award winner, man of God. And he's there talking to some university students. In the New York Times, for example, New York Times has described Denzel Washington as the greatest actor of the 21st century. Wow. You know, he's honored, he's revered. But he stands there in front of these guys, hundreds and hundreds of people, and he says this: the secret to life, put God first. And then he pauses and he looks and he leans forward and he says, in everything, put God first. That's the secret. It's all about him. So, question then this morning. Where is Jesus in our lives this morning? What have we carried in with us? What are we burdened with? What are we concerned about? What are we rejoicing about? Where is Jesus in our lives today? Is he where he should be? at the center of everything. First, before all things. Do we defer to him in all things? Does he control our actions, our thoughts, our love, our generosity? It's about surrendering to him and entering into that glorious privilege and opportunity we have to be right before God, to live our lives in partnership with God. So if there's something that you are carrying today, you are burdened with today, you are concerned about, surrender it to him. Put God first. I'm going to give an opportunity for us to do that because I'm going to play the song, the words of which you have in front of you. All to Jesus, I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Saviour. I surrender all. We might need to ask for forgiveness over something in that. We might need to give ourselves and recalibrate ourselves afresh. But as church gathered here now, let's choose to do that. To put Jesus first, God first, and at the center of all things.